And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of January 28th. Sad news with the announcement of the passing of Hugh Masekela, the tremendously respected, tremendously successful worldwide trumpet and flugelhorn player. He combined jazz and South African rhythms into a very unique sound. And he was also quite the political activist, having been banned from South Africa for 30 years. Hugh Masekela, dead at age 78 from prostate cancer. In other news, this week in 1956, Elvis Presley made his national TV debut on the Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey stage show. In 1963, Elvis was producing his movie Fun in Acapulco. Mary Wilson from the Supremes was injured, and her son was killed in a California auto accident this week in 1994. In 1962, this week, Warner Brothers signed Peter, Paul, and Mary. The Beatles performed Get Back on the roof of Apple Records in London for the film Let It Be. It was the last public performance by the Fab Four, and it took place in 1969. The very first Kiss concert happened this week in 1973 in the New York City borough of Queens. He was only 17 years old when he performed his first professional date in 1963 when Neil Young played at a Winnipeg country club. The bust for LSD and barbiturates in a New Orleans hotel room that involved the Grateful Dead became the inspiration for their song Truckin' this week in 1970. Elvis signed a contract with the William Morris Agency to represent him in film deals this week in 1956. A very young Tommy Sands sang Teenage Crush in The Singing Idol, an episode of the Kraft Television Theater on TV this week in 1957, leading to the song becoming a huge hit. Paul Simon graduated from Queens College in New York this week in 1963. In 1973, Gladys Knight and the Pips left Motown Records and their soul label for Buddha Records. Historic event this week, 1949, RCA Victor Records released the very first 45 RPM records. There were seven 45s released in various musical styles, including the original version of That's All Right, Mama by Arthur Big Boy Crudup. The Beatles began their very first British tour this week in 1963, and they were the opening act for Helen Shapiro. Two members from the Robins broke away from the group and signed with Atlantic Records and became the Coasters this week in 1956. The TV show, The Midnight Special, premiered on television this week in 1973. In 1967, British producer Joe Meek, who had produced Telstar, Have I the Right, and many other hit songs, shot his landlady and then he shot himself to death in 1967. In the studio, We Are the World was recorded in Hollywood, California by a plethora of stars that raised money for hunger relief in Africa in 1985. Grand Funk recorded The Locomotion in 1974. The Beatles cut the German version of She Loves You in 1964. Peggy Lee cut Is That All There Is in 1969. Elvis Presley recorded his version of the Carl Perkins hit Blue Suede Shoes in 1956. Bobby Goldsboro recorded Honey in 1968. The Beach Boys cut Surfin' USA in Shutdown in 63. Crow recorded Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me in 69. Frank and Nancy Sinatra did a father's daughter duet with Something Stupid this week in 67. And in the studio as well, Dale Hawkins, he recorded Susie Q. Birthdays. He recorded Susie Q in 57, that is. Birthdays for you, Acker Bilk, born this week in 1929. Ivo Robich, who recorded Morgan, is born this week in 1923. Horst Jankowski, born in 1936. Phil Collins, formerly with Genesis and then as a solo star, very successful. He's 67 this week. Marty Balin from Jefferson Airplane is 76, Norma Tanega 79, KC, Wayne Casey from KC and the Sunshine Band at 67, Terry Kath from Chicago, born in 1946, Chuck Willis was born in 1928 this week, Don Everly from the Everly Brothers is 81, also turning 81, Rick Sawyer, Dr. Hook from Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show. Bob Shane from the Kingston Trio is 84, Rick James, born this week in 1952. Lisa Marie is 43 this week. Graham Nash from the Hollies is turning 75. Skip Batten from Skip and Flip is born this week in 1934. Arthur Lyman, born in 33. Melanie is 69. Johnny Cymbal, also known as Derek, born in 1945. Dave Davies from The Kinks is 71. And Dennis Edwards from The Temptations is 75. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of January 28th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com and then click blog. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.